More news stories now, including problems for the ambulance service and a Norwich medic going from doctor to deliveroo. But first, Norwich's noisiest street is revealed.
An 11-storey tower block has been named as the place in Norwich with the most noise complaints. Ashbourne Tower in Heartsies had 83 complaints over the past year, more than 10% of the total for the whole city. A Freedom of Information Act request reveals the noisiest streets and the main causes for complaints. Loud music, dogs barking, shouting and alarms were among the triggers for people to contact Norwich City Council. There were a total of 757 complaints during the year, and the NR3 postcode was the noisiest.
A bench that allows people to charge their phones while sitting on it has been installed in Norwich. The solar-powered bench is the first of its kind in the UK and has been installed outside the Forum in the city centre. The venture, a partnership between Norwich Business Improvement District, the Forum and Dereham firm Westotech, is a 12-month trial but could be extended.
The 10 most wanted suspected County Lines drug dealers in Norfolk have now been arrested, as the last members of the list was arrested in Ipswich. Jamal Ohene Darko, aged 24 and from London, was listed by officers as one of Norfolk's 10 most wanted people for County Lines drug dealing in April 2018. He was arrested in Ipswich. All 10 people on the most wanted list released by officers last year have now been arrested.
A Norwich junior doctor is swapping his scrubs for a saddle as he gears up for a challenging bike race and has taken to delivering food around the city to train. Daniel Todd, 25, is a second-year junior doctor at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. But the UEA graduate also spends around 6 hours a week on his bike delivering food to the people of Norwich for delivery company Deliveroo. Dr. Todd said he started cycling around 3 years ago. Before, he had been a keen footballer, but injury caused the switch. 2 years ago, he took on the challenge of cycling from John O'Groats to Land's End, but now he is setting himself a new goal of completing a 2,500-kilometre road race and has picked up shifts with Deliveroo to help him train. Dr. Todd works in the radiology department as part of 4 month stints, known as rotations, that junior doctors undertake in different specialities. But he said it was during his time in A&E that he thought of signing up with Deliveroo. A&E does not really distinguish between normal days and working days, he said, so he would often find himself off work on weekdays or at unusual times. I thought I would be going out on my bike anyway, so I might as well make some money while doing it. Dr. Todd works for Deliveroo for around 6 hours a week.
Norfolk commuters will hope new trains being rolled out on the regional network keep time with the same precision as Swiss-made watches, as Greater Anglia tests the first of its new long electric trains made in the Alpine country. The 12-carriage-long train is one of 10 which will replace the current trains on the Stansted Express route between London, Liverpool Street and Stansted Airport. The train completed its journey from Switzerland to Norwich, where it will be put through a series of safety and performance tests before it is passed fit for passenger service. The train is the same model as the new intercity trains, also being made by Stadler, to replace the current slam door trains which run between Norwich and Liverpool Street. Although they look the same from the outside, the interiors are fitted out differently, with the new intercity trains including a cafe bar and first-class seating area not available on the new Stansted Express trains. All of the new Swiss-made electric trains are longer, with more seats, plugs and USB sockets and air conditioning. They will have free fast Wi-Fi and improved passenger information screens. Greater Anglia is getting 10 new Stansted Express trains and 10 new intercity trains.
Ambulance response times in Norfolk have steadily climbed since the start of the new year, with health chiefs blaming difficulties in recruiting emergency staff. The East of England Service Trust, EEAST, responded to 54,187 incidents in Norfolk and Waveney between October 2018 and January 2019. Since the start of the year, the ambulance service responded to calls of life-threatening injuries and illnesses on average between 6 and 9 minutes, within the national response time standards of 7 minutes. For emergency calls, the ambulance response time went from an average of around 14 minutes in January to more than 28 minutes in February, 10 minutes longer than the national standard of 18 minutes. At Norfolk County's Health Overview and Scrutiny Committee, EEAST Interim Chief Executive Dorothy Hussein said the past 4 weeks had been particularly difficult. A report to the committee revealed the high level of ambulance hours lost from delays of more than 15 minutes during handovers to hospitals. Figures from January 2019 showed 1,799 hours were lost in handovers to the NNUH. Chief Nurse Professor Nancy Fontaine said there was an issue with the rapid assessment process at the front door, but assured that no patient was harmed. She added, "It was a process issue, but it's not just that. The hospital is full. We know for sure the hospital is about 18 beds short and we are looking for capital investment to provide these."
Norwich law firm Birkitts has announced that lawyers and support staff managed to raise £150,000 through fundraising activities and investment in Birkitts Charitable Fund in 2018. Birkitts Charitable Giving is focused on providing support to voluntary and community groups in Suffolk and Norfolk, Cambridgeshire and Essex, whose primary aim is to improve the quality of people's lives. Over the year, members of all four offices held and supported numerous events, including Birkitts Race for Business in aid of the Farley Hospice, which saw a cheque presented for £20,000. A further £8,000 was raised for Walking with the Wounded, a Norfolk-based charity, as 11 teams participated in the Cumbrian Challenge. Over £9,500 was raised for the firm's Save the Children Golf Day at Felixstowe Ferry Golf Club. Additionally, over £9,000 was raised for a number of charities via monthly collections, dress-down days and other office events held throughout the year. Nigel Farthing, partner and chair of the CSR committee at Birkitts, said, "I am constantly impressed by the drive and enthusiasm of our staff to continually raise funds for worthwhile causes. CSR is about the future and ethos of the firm. It is not about what we say, but what we do. And it is about doing things because they are the right things to do. The commitment and engagement shown by members of the firm is extraordinary." Now to our first feature, written by Eleanor Pringle. To mark the start of National Apprenticeship Week, Aviva has shared the story of apprentices who joined the company 100 years ago versus those who are joining today. The reader is Sarah Lusher.